Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Pappy Land, a story of family, fine bourbon, and the things that last, Wright Thompson delves into the rich tapestry of the Van Winkle family and the creation of America's most sought-after bourbon, Pappy Van Winkle. Moving beyond just a tale of whiskey, Thompson explores themes of craft, dedication, and legacy, weaving together a narrative that binds the personal history of Julian Van Winkle III with the broader story of bourbon in America. Through intimate and poignant storytelling, Pappy Land offers readers a glimpse into the sacrifices, challenges, and triumphs of maintaining a family legacy amidst the changing tides of time and fortune. It's a story that resonates far beyond the whiskey world, engaging anyone interested in the power of perseverance, heritage, and the artistry behind creating something truly exceptional. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Van Winkle legacy. The Van Winkle family's journey is central to understanding Pappy Land. Julian Van Winkle III, the protagonist, strives to uphold the bourbon legacy his grandfather, Pappy Van Winkle, left behind. Amidst a world where mass production often overwhelms quality and tradition, this journey is fraught with challenges, from financial struggles to the complexities of navigating a booming spirits market. Thompson details Julian's dedication to the painstaking craft of bourbon making, emphasizing the importance of quality ingredients, patient aging, and the refusal to cut corners. Through this legacy, Pappy Land explores the weight of generational promise and the efforts required to both preserve and evolve a storied brand in the modern era. Secondly, the craftsmanship of bourbon, an integral part of Pappy Land, is its deep dive into the craftsmanship behind bourbon making. From the careful selection of grains to the charred oak barrels used for aging, every detail matters in the creation of premium bourbon. Thompson illustrates how these choices affect the complexity, flavor, and quality of the final product. The book provides a fascinating look at the science and art behind bourbon, offering readers an appreciation for the dedication to quality and the nuanced processes that define America's native spirit. This topic not only highlights the expertise required to produce a legendary bourbon like Pappy Van Winkle, but also reflects larger themes of tradition, innovation, and the artistry found in creating something of lasting value. Thirdly, the bourbon boom. Thompson examines the bourbon boom that has transformed the landscape of American whiskey over the past few decades. Pappy Land contextualizes the Van Winkle family's struggles and successes within this larger trend, exploring how rarity, reputation, and quality have fueled unprecedented demand for Pappy Van Winkle's products. The book discusses the impact of this demand on the family, the industry, and bourbon culture at large, including the rise of secondary markets and the challenges of maintaining authenticity in the face of commercial pressures. Through this examination, Pappy Land offers insights into the complexities of the spirits industry and the phenomenon of luxury goods, shedding light on how a humble family business can become a cultural icon. Fourthly, family and legacy. At its heart, Pappy Land is a story about family and the legacies we leave behind. Thompson interweaves personal narratives of the Van Winkle lineage with the broader history of bourbon, showing how the values, traditions, and stories of a family shape its future generations. The book delves into the themes of loss, memory, and heritage, exploring how Julian Van Winkle grapples with the pressures of living up to a legendary name while forging his path. Through these reflections, Pappy Land speaks to the universal struggle of balancing respect for the past with the need for individual expression, offering readers a poignant meditation on identity, legacy, and the bonds that tie us to our ancestors. Lastly, the cultural impact of bourbon. Thompson explores bourbon's vast cultural impact in America, situating Pappy Van Winkle's story within the broader narrative of American identity and tradition. Pappy Land touches on how bourbon, as a craft and industry, reflects American values of independence, innovation, and entrepreneurship. The book examines how bourbon has woven itself into the fabric of American life, from its historical origins to its current status as an emblem of craftsmanship and luxury. Through this analysis, Pappy Land not only provides a window into the world of high-end bourbon, but also offers commentary on how cultural products can embody and convey deeply held national values and stories. In conclusion, Wright Thompson's Pappy Land, A Story of Family, Fine Bourbon, and the Things That Last is a masterful exploration of legacy, craft, and the ties that bind us to our past and to each other. It is a must-read for anyone interested in bourbon, but its appeal extends far beyond that. The book offers valuable insights into the importance of maintaining integrity, tradition, and quality in any endeavor. Readers from all walks of life can find inspiration in Julian Van Winkle's dedication to his craft and family legacy. Pappy Land is not just a story about making the world's most coveted bourbon, it's a lesson in living up to one's heritage while forging a path forward. It reminds us that the things we create and the legacies we leave behind can have a lasting impact, transcending generations. Anyone looking to understand the value of perseverance, the importance of preserving tradition while embracing change, and the art of creating something timeless will find Pappy Land an invaluable addition to their library. If you would like to support Wright Thompson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.